Blog Talk Radio.
Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wadaru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores near you. Also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com and order your books today. Remember, Sidekick Publications, all the action you can read.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the program, Martial Arts Talk Radio. I'm your host, Danny Venna. Today is Friday, January 4, 2013. And that guests can call in at 347-215-6177. I'll give that number again. Guests can call in at 347-215-6177. Tonight's program, we're hoping to get Sensei Andy Sloan on the wire. He's a serviceman in the Navy. He's overseas right now in Korea. And that I spoke to him earlier today. He was going to make some time to call in. But I also built a 26-minute interview with Sensei Sloan. And we talked about, you know, a little bit about his background, his tenure in Ishinryu. He is a fifth dan in our system, and that, as I mentioned, he is serving in the Navy right now. One of the things that we talked about was the lineage, because we're in the process of building the bios for Sensei Urban and Sensei Nagel. We want to get them submitted to Shihan Alan Woodman to hopefully get their bios and pictures published in the book that's coming out in 2013 from Sidekick Publications. And that, you know, I'm working with a lot of people to try to get it as accurate as possible so that when we make the submission, we have compiled all the data properly. Now, because it happened such a long time ago, sometimes getting the proper data is difficult. What that means is that you have to do your due diligence. You have to speak to people. You know, my sensei is definitely a good tool. There are a lot of things that are mentioned on sensei's website. So we can use that as a tool to compile a lot of data. But there are some things that we're looking to put into Nagel's bio that sort of depict the story of his life and, you know, the things that he did. We know that he was a detective. We know that he served in New Jersey. Of course, we know he was in the Marine Corps. And it's the details of that activity that we're trying to be as thorough as possible in compiling the data so that when the reader reads it, you know, we capture their attention, because these are people. I mean, I can go on to talk about these guys for hours and hours and hours because of their contribution, not only to the martial arts community, but to Ishinryu Karate. Don Nagel, obviously, is responsible for, or let me be very careful as to how I say that. Master Nagel and some of the other Marines that came back with the Ishinryu, basically, that's when Ishinryu was born here in the United States, when these Marines came home and opened up dojos while they were either still in the Marine Corps or when they got out of the Marine Corps and went back home. And that was the birth of our style here in the United States. So in trying to depict that timeline, we have to be as accurate as possible, because the reader that may have known Nagel and knows that knows what the facts are, we have to be absolutely clear as to how we state them. So I know that it is already 2013 and that the information is due, but again, I'd rather not put it in than have it not right. So it has taken more time than I had imagined, because I have been working on it now for about 6 months. I think that I missed it last year because Sensei Timmy Prisk had asked me for the information for the 2012 book. But again, I didn't have all of what I needed to make the submission. But now that I'm in the situation that I'm in, I noticed that there are a lot of details that I want to mention, but I have to be absolutely clear about how I go about getting that information to make sure that it's accurate. And I see that Sensei is recorded a message about a website. Okay, so I know that he's trying to call in, but he's not able to because he is overseas, and I guess Blog Talk Radio won't take the method that he's trying to call in on. But maybe he can listen in, and that in trying to build the actual path that Nagel took when he stepped off that that boat, when he came back to America and opened up the dojo with Ernie Cates, it was in that dojo that a lot of, I want to say, prominent Ishinu Karatekas came out of that dojo. When they went back home and they started schools, some of those schools are still in existence today, such as ours, Edward Grant School of Ishinru, because that was born out of that original dojo. So that gives us from 1959 to current day in operation. So, you know, in my book, that's 53 years, and now that we're in 2013, that's 54 years. So for 54 years, these men have been actively teaching Ishinru, spreading Ishinru throughout their communities, and doing their due diligence when it comes to trying to recruit students, building the best instructors to build the best student body, which now is our job as the new set of, you want to call us seniors now? Okay, that's fine. You can certainly do that because we've been around for over 40 years, some of us, and that, you know, we picked up now, we're all at the rank now where we're supposed to be doing what those men were doing, holding tournaments, giving seminars, doing workshops, scheduling events, getting Ishinru's name out there the way our seniors did it. One of the things that's the most difficult is to get everybody to agree as to what the curriculum should be, as to what we should present, how we should present it, who should present it. So I've come to this realization. If you don't do what you think is right, nothing will happen. You got it? Oh, he's trying to call in. I see it. Now, let's see if I could do that. Let's see if I could flash. How do I flash? I think it's... Is that you also there? Where's the flash? Let's see if I can do this. Well, you know, let me just run a piece of this interview that I took today with Andy Sloan. One second.
Welcome to the Martial Arts Radio Talk Program with your host, Danny Venna. Today is Friday, January 4th, 2013. I'm broadcasting live from North Carolina. And on the wire we have Sensei Andy Sloan. Hello, Andy. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
And that what we intend to do today is we want to talk to Sensei about the Ishinru history. We want to give some pointers on especially Don Nagel, some of the senseis that have come through the first generation, which, you know, they're being coined as first generation students, the Marines that were training with Soke on the island of Okinawa. So, Sensei Sloan, can you take the conversation from here and give us some of your background, first of all? Introduce yourself, tell us who you are, your rank, who your sensei is, and then talk about, you know, that you're in the Navy. Give us a little bit of background about yourself.
Well, like I say, my name is Andy Sloan, and it's nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me. I've trained in Ishinru for about 19 years, I believe it is now, and I had judo before that for a couple of years, so about 22 years in the martial arts. Excuse me, studied different styles over the years, but my first Ishinru sensei was Harvey Kennedy in Shreveport, Louisiana, and I started on November the 1st of 1993. And my family moved to the Dallas area, at least my mother and my stepfather did, in May of 94, but the majority of our family still lives in the Shreveport, Louisiana area. So when I had school holidays, I was a freshman in high school at the time, and I finished my freshman year before moving to the Dallas area. But because my family still lives in Louisiana, we used to go back and forth all the time. And so I still kept going to Harvey Kennedy's dojo all the time, or as often as our schedule allowed for school holidays and such. And I just continued training at his dojo most of the time, but I still found other Ishinru people in the Dallas area to train with over the years. But he was still my primary teacher. And then I got promoted to black belt by a person in Texas named Jared Blackwell, who his lineage can be traced back to Tom Lewis. And so anyway, after I made black belt in October of 2000, the next month, in November of 2000, I started working out with Ed Johnson, who actually trained with Master Shimabuku in Okinawa in 1959 to
1961. Welcome to the Martial Arts Radio Talk Program with your host, Danny Venna. Today is Friday, January 4th, 2013. I'm broadcasting live from North Carolina. And on the wire we have Sensei Andy Sloan. Hello, Andy. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
And that what we intend to do today is we want to talk to Sensei about the Ishinru history. We want to give some pointers on especially Don Nagel, some of the senseis that have come through the first generation, which, you know, they're being coined as first generation students, the Marines that were training with Soke on the island of Okinawa. So, Sensei Sloan, can you take the conversation from here and give us some of your background, first of all? Introduce yourself, tell us who you are, your rank, who your sensei is, and then talk about, you know, that you're in the Navy. Give us a little bit of background about yourself.
Well, like I say, my name is Andy Sloan, and it's nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me. I've trained in Ishinru for about 19 years, I believe it is now. And I had judo before that for a couple of years, so about 22 years in the martial arts. Excuse me, studied different styles over the years. But my first Ishinru sensei was Harvey Kennedy in Shreveport, Louisiana, and I started on November the 1st of 1993. And my family moved to the Dallas area, at least my mother and my stepfather did, in May of 94, but the majority of our family still lives in the Shreveport, Louisiana area. So when I had school holidays, I was a freshman in high school at the time, and I finished my freshman year before moving to the Dallas area. But because my family still lives in Louisiana, we used to go back and forth all the time. And so I still kept going to Harvey Kennedy's dojo all the time, or as often as our schedule allowed for school holidays and such. And I just continued training at his dojo most of the time, but I still found other Ishinru people in the Dallas area to train with over the years. But he was still my primary teacher. And then I got promoted to black belt by a person in Texas named Jared Blackwell, who his lineage can be traced back to Tom Lewis. And after I made black belt in October of 2000, the next month, in November of 2000, I started working out with Ed Johnson, who actually trained with Master Shimabuku in Okinawa in 1959 to 1961. And we ended up finding it out that we only lived about half an hour away, so it just kind of made sense for us to train together. So I was very fortunate to have that opportunity, and I've been Ed Johnson's student for about 12 years.
And tell us also, you are serving in the Navy just now, and give us a little bit of background about your Navy service.
Okay, well, I joined the Navy rather late in life. I was almost 27 years old, about 4 months shy of being 27, so I've been in the Navy for 6.5 years now. And my first duty station was in Oklahoma City at Tinker Air Force Base, and I was there for about a year and 8 months, I believe it was, from late September of 2006 until early May of 2008, and then I got the opportunity to go to Okinawa, and I was there from June of 2008 until the very end of June of 2012, and for the past 6 months, I've been in Seoul, Korea.
And right now, your current rank in Ishinru is?
Godan, fifth degree.
Awesome. And that, give us your feelings on the current status of the Ishinru system in the world.
Well, I don't necessarily know that I have a comment all over the world, but I do know that there are a lot of errors in history that are being taught throughout the different Ishinru circles that I've seen, and it's not necessarily that people have the wrong information and they're continuing to perpetuate the wrong information on purpose, but you know, for several years I've really tried to learn the correct way of things, and you know, a lot of people have done the same, but you know, I've kind of tried to take it a step further and get actual documentation whenever I could on certain things, and that's difficult to do, but I've been very successful at straightening out the timeline for the history of the Ishinru Karate in the United States to a large extent because of the ability to obtain the service records on most of our pioneers. So it's been very eye-opening in a lot of ways.
Interesting. And one of the things that I wanted to ask, this is like a personal question. Over the years, during your tenure in Ishinru, what is the flavor of, I want to say the, who would you designate as the leader today of Ishinru Karate now that Soke is gone?
I don't know that there would be one particular individual. And honestly, I don't know that that would necessarily be a good thing, is to have it all under one person, you know? I kind of think that it's good for each group that there is in Ishinru to have someone that people look up to, but, you know, I think that they should not, you know, get big egos about it. I think that they should continue to do the best they can to promote Ishinru Karate for the sake and the betterment of the art itself and grow their own organizations and just continue to teach good, solid Ishinru Karate, you know. But I don't know that I have one individual in mind that would be the leader of all.
Hmm. Well, they tell me that the proper way to do it, I guess, would be his sons, next in line or the next of kin. Now, talk to us a little bit about the position of his son. I understand that he does have a dojo on the island of Okinawa, but that he's really not interested in, you want to say, being the leader of Ishinru or the successor to his father. Talk to us about that.
Well, my experience in Kichiro Shimabuku Sensei's dojo is rather limited, although I have been there and experienced, you know, a few times what his dojo is like. And from what I see, he didn't have very many adult black belt students, and it was mostly children in the dojo, and I've heard some of the same types of stories from other people, basically echoing the same feelings. But he really, from what I believe, considers himself to be the head of the style. And, you know, if he feels entitled to that because his father apparently left him in charge, so to speak, of the style. And whether or not we Westerners like that, I mean, we're entitled to our own opinion, but, you know, he, I guess, is quote-unquote in charge. But, you know, a lot of people just will not follow him for whatever the reason. Whether it's egotism on their part or whatever. They feel they're senior to him or better than him. I mean, who knows?
Well, the rights of the system do go to the son. I mean, I understand.
If that's who he appoints, you know, it doesn't always have to go to the son. I mean, he can designate a successor, the founder can. That's his right to do so. But, you know, the history that I've gathered indicates that our founder had a successor in mind, but his son really wanted to be the one instead, and so that's ultimately how it came to be. I won't go necessarily into accusations as to how that came to be, but really, in the end, for all intents and purposes, the oldest son was who ended up being recognized on Okinawa, at least, as the founder, I mean, the successor for the style.
And as for the states, I had posted a letter from Soke Shimabuku saying that the American Okinawan Karate Association, the president would be Sensei Mitchum. Now, take us through that, because, you know, since we are Americans and we practice the style here, back in 61, I believe the letter was dated in 61, designating Sensei Mitchum as the president of the AOKA, American Okinawan Karate Association. From 1961 on, take us through that process. That what in your opinion, now that Sensei Mitchum obviously has his own dojo, he has his own students, he has his own way of doing things, he was designated as the American to come back to America, as the president of the AOKA. Now, just take us through that a second.
Well, actually, the history of the AOKA goes back a little bit further than 61. A lot of people may not be aware of that. It was actually started in 1960, but it didn't really get going strongly or in a more, in a greater fashion.
All right, so we're going to pick up that interview again, probably tomorrow. We only have 4 minutes left on the program, and that I want to encourage everybody to tune in to Sidekick Talk Radio with your host, Shihan Allen Woodman, and your co-host, Sensei Timmy Frisk, with MMA Corner every Tuesday. Every Wednesday and Sunday. To call into the show, you can use you know, the phone number that I've been listing every night, and that tomorrow's show we're going to try to be a little bit more organized. I was trying to do too many things tonight. We had a caller from overseas that it didn't work for Blog Talk Radio the way he was calling in. So that's why there was a little bit of silence there on the wire, because I was trying to actually do too many things. But that's okay. I thank everybody for tuning in, and that tomorrow we'll be back at 11 p.m., and we'll see you tomorrow.
Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wataru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores near you. Also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com. and order your books today. Remember, Sidekick Publications, all the action you can read. Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wadaru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores near you. Also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com and order your books today. Remember, Sidekick Publications, all the action you can read.